The Log Cabin. To many people, a log cabin is the symbol of the American frontier. But trees were in short supply on the grasslands of the Great Plains, so early settlers sought other construction materials. Some immigrants built their first houses of sod blocks cut from the soil or handmade bricks of clay. Those with money bought dimensioned lumber that was shipped inland on the new railways or ships traveling the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. Daniel John and Maria Graber built this cabin in 1879 in present-day Freeman, South Dakota. The Grabers were German-speaking immigrants from the Volhynian region of Russia who came to the United States in 1874. They built this cabin with cottonwood logs, said to have been dragged to the property from the Missouri River some 35 miles away. Charles and Fanny Kaufman purchased the property in 1907, naming it Sunnyside Farm. By this time, a new frame house served as the family home. The little cabin had become a chicken house, and its log construction was hidden by exterior siding and a mud-plastered interior. In the mid-20s, the plaster began to crumble, and Kaufman discovered the log structure. Convinced of the value of preserving this unique building, he shifted the cabin closer to the farmhouse to become part of his personal museum. Charles added a floor to the cabin, as well as a loft. He carved and painted a family of mannequins and dressed them to represent early settlers. Since the era of Charles Kaufman, the log cabin has been furnished to represent immigrant life on the Great Plains. From Europe, families brought their finest belongings, such as China food service, bone-handled dinnerware, or a polished copper kettle. The pendulum wall clock with brass hands and decorative painting was a type found in many Russian Mennonite homes. A German Bible and hymn book represented the family's faith, as well as their traditional language. Other items, such as the kerosene lamp or the coffee grinder, could be purchased in new frontier towns. Thus, the immigrant home represented both tradition and integration into the American economy. I would like to have you see not only the house and the visible things in it. I would also have you see the life, the joys and the sorrows that must have come. People saw more than a log cabin. They saw the cinema of life reeling off before them. It would seem fitting that this old home be kept as a monument to the memory of those who went before us. In this home, children were born. Here they played and grew up, and in this home, people have died. May it give us a greater appreciation of the heritage they have left for us. For the next 20 years until his death, Charles Kaufman invited visitors to knock on the cabin door before entering to visit the log cabin family.